Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
All right, the countdown is underway to 7:20 this morning. That's when we start doubling paychecks. Hey, Whip, if I were to ask you the countdown, the clock countdown is underway to 7:20. What would that sound like, the clock countdown?
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
See, that's a problem right there. Hey, I was wondering, what's the sound of a clock, Eric, says Kelly. If you had to do the sound of a clock, what would you do? The other day, Eric went tick, 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 and I thought that was funny because I always thought clocks went tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. I guess it depends what kind of clock you're imagining in your head what sound it makes. Just thought it might be an interesting, hey, I was wondering, experience. Time for my prize now. Thanks, Kelly. I always do tick, 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 because, you know, like the 60 minutes clock.
Yeah.
Oh, that gives me such anxiety on a Sunday night.
Tick, 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 tick. It goes, it doesn't talk. It just ticks.
Because it's a stopwatch.
But it's a countdown.
Yeah.
Tick, tick, tick. But you go tick, tock, tick, tock.
Just what my instinct told me.
So in your head, the countdown to 7:20, we're talking.
I think so. You need a little talk.
How about you, Violetta?
Yeah, I think of like an old clock with the pendulum thing, like tick. Tock, tick.
So
tock.
Your countdown in your head as we march to that is tick tock.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I always thought everybody went tick, 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 tick. Like, like whenever you hit a stopwatch to count something down, it doesn't go tick tock, tick tock.
No, but it seems like time goes slow, like tick tock, tick tock.
You're really into time going slow today, aren't you? You really want a slow start to today.
Right.
That's twice you brought that up. It's Tuesday. I haven't had a chance to really not pay attention yet. I've had to jump right into not paying attention. I need slower running clocks.
Yeah,
ease into the day. Top three is what we're looking for. I intentionally saved this. Like, I saw this last week, and I thought, this is a good Monday morning list because it requires virtually no thought. And on Mondays, people just, it's like pulling teeth, getting anybody to start doing anything, including us. And then, you know, Monday we're off, so I'm like, oh, it's perfect for a Tuesday list. Plus, Justin Timberlake just had a baby.
Yeah.
You know, what name do you wish you had? I mean, could it get any easier? And, of course, we only have two people.
Oh, my God.
So here's the thing. You both get prizes.
Oh, cool.
That's
good. Because we had yesterday's prize and today's prize.
Yeah.
See what would have happened?
Rewarding.
If you would have rolled over and just picked up the phone, boom, you would have got a prize. See? Got left out. 312-233-1019. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
Great. You wish you would have been named what?
Amber.
Amber. Well, you're pretty close. Why Amber over Amanda?
Just because I get it all the time.
Oh,
everyone
so...
thinks my name is Amber, and so it's come to the point where I get it so much that I actually respond to it.
I wonder if a lot of Ambers get called Amanda.
I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder too. Hang on a second.
All right.
You were hoping you'd get named what, Jennifer?
Serafina.
Oh.
Now
that one is dramatically different.
Yeah, it's very exotic, and I heard it in a TV show, and I really like it.
Oh, all right. Do you remember the TV show?
His Dark Material.
Who the what the where?
It's on HBO Max.
Oh, okay. What's it called again on the Max?
His Dark Material.
His Dark Material. Isn't it amazing you can hear, like, I can be told a new TV show I need to watch every single day that I have never heard of
before.
Yeah,
and the 99% of people, any individual show you pick, most people haven't seen it.
That's amazing.
That's Sebastian Maniscalco's daughter's name.
Serafina.
Yeah.
Sebastian Maniscalco's daughter.
Yeah, because I follow him on Instagram.
I know, in almost a creepy way. You know way too much about Sebastian's Instagram. Whip, you ever see the movie The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, I saw it on your recommendation.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you an uncomfortable question, but be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a scene in Wolf of Wall Street. There's a lot of scenes, but there's...
Sure, it's a long movie.
there's one scene.
Yeah, okay.
There's one scene that every man remembers in The Wolf of Wall Street.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think you probably do.
Okay.
Did you press pause?
No.
Come on.
Come
on.
I don't think I did.
Come on.
I'm not saying I'm above it. I just don't remember doing that in that movie.
In a recently released story, the most paused movie scenes in Hollywood history. That's right up there, they say.
Oh.
The Wolf of Wall Street. The scene involving Margot Robbie attempting to seduce Leonardo DiCaprio's character and then telling him no.
Yeah.
It is among the most paused movie moments in history, they say.
I wasn't sure if it was that, like, that scene.
No, the one with Matthew McConaughey is
okay.
What you're talking about. No, mm-hmm. That one doesn't have any desire whatsoever. To
okay.
To see a guy making a weird facial expression.
Why would I pause Matthew McConaughey pounding on his chest? I would, see, this is what exactly my point. Violetta doesn't even know where to pause a movie.
Yeah.
Because that's like an influential part.
We're not pausing things for influence.
Okay.
Among the other movies that make the list of the most paused movie scenes in Hollywood history, not surprisingly, Fast Times at Ridgemont High still.
Oh, yeah.
The getting out of the pool scene.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I would just say that one, you might, it's more fun to rewind it rather than pause. Just watch it over and over again in all its full motion.
See? Whip knows. He pretends he doesn't know about pausing movies. But did you see he knew a little too much there about rewinding?
Yeah.
And
all right. Yeah. Maybe slow-mo.
All right.
Of the slow-mo.
Also, Total Recall, a 1990 movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger. There's a scene where one of the aliens has three of them. Not just two, but three.
Oh, I've never seen the movie, but I think I've seen that scene because people are like, this is so weird.
Right.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a girl. Okay. A topless girl, but she has three.
Okay.
Things you usually have two of, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Titanic. Not surprisingly, the sketch scene.
Where, paint me like your French girls.
Right, where Kate Winslet is laying there, topless, being sketched by Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo makes two of them.
Is every one of these about naked people?
What else do you pause for, Whip? Wait, now you're Violetta. Well, what about Matthew McConaughey? Of course it is.
All right.
Well, those are the top ones.
All right.
There are other ones, like Bohemian Rhapsody made the list.
Oh.
But I guess there's just one scene. I didn't know this in Bohemian Rhapsody. A cameo moment that's difficult to notice without a quick pause where Adam Lambert is in the scene.
Oh, really?
And, of
course,
Adam Lambert toured with Queen.
You'd have to probably, he's like their singer now, basically. But, yeah, maybe you'd have to know that was happening and then, oh, there it is.
Right. And in Anchorman, there's a scene with a Mexican restaurant with a pretty odd name, which when translated into English says, we spit in your food.
Oh.
And many people know that this, and I've seen Anchorman 62 trillion times and did not know this. Now I need to go back and watch it to try to find the Mexican restaurant with the sign translated, we spit in your food.
It's hilarious.
Never paused a movie, have you, Violetta? Do women pause movies anywhere? Is there any movie ever filmed where a woman has paused it for any reason whatsoever?
I'm trying
listed like seven movies, and I think most guys are like, yep, pause that. Yep, that Margot Robbie, I saw that scene. Yep, Total Recall, know what you're talking about. Yep, Titanic, saw that one. Press pause a couple times on that. Do women do that ever? In any movie ever?
What about Wild Things when Kevin Bacon comes out of the shower? I don't even want to remember that, but I do.
Wow. See, I would pause Wild Things not when he comes out of the shower. I'd pause Wild Things for the other part of the where Neve Campbell and Denise Richards.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm just saying. I
fast forward
example.
Through the Kevin Bacon parts.
Me too. And cover my eyes just in case.
Yeah. Have you paused a movie ever, Violetta?
You know what movie I remember pausing once? It's not for the reasons you're going to want.
Okay.
But it's Sex and the City when Big leaves her at the altar and then they run into each other, the limos, and she hits him over the head with the flowers. For some reason, I wanted to see Big's reaction before she hits him with the flowers.
Like, see if he was ready for it?
If he was ready, if he was scared, if he felt sad, or if he was, like, you know, also angry.
See, do you see the difference? Violetta's pause was to discover the character emotion.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Right. Our pause is maybe we can get a cheap shot of Margot Robbie.
Exactly.
312-233-1019. Can you recall, ladies, ever pausing a movie? Ever? For any reason? There had to be like a shirtless Chris Hemsworth paused moment, right? Do women ever pause movies for any particular reason? Jenny?
Yes.
You pause what movie?
Edward Norton in American History X when he's shirtless and he goes out to grab that guy in that iconic scene.
I'm trying to remember that iconic American History X.
The movie is super duper dark, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
It is very, very dark, but he's like bald and buffed and all tattooed, and it's fantastic.
What I imagine prison must be like.
It is fantastic in a murderous sort of way. Yeah. Oh, it is also fantastic. Press pause, Jennifer.
Deadpool 2, when he's regrowing his legs and does that basic instinct thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, when Ryan Reynolds does the little baby legs basic instinct thing as Deadpool. Comedy. Yeah, I enjoy that one, too. You're absolutely right. I wish you could see the blank stares I'm getting from Violetta and Whip, Jennifer. They have no clue what we're talking about, but we're having a good time. We're having a good time.
I never saw Deadpool 2.
Yeah, you need to. Kelly.
Hi.
Hi.
I watched the entire movie Boogie Nights waiting for the end, if you know what I mean.
Right, so, the Dirk Diggler.
Yeah. And then I paused it, and I rewound it, and I was like, paused it and rewound it, and it was cool.
Could you tell from your close examination that it was a prosthetic?
No.
No, and it was tremendous.
Movie magic.
Violetta also looking that one up.
Yeah.
I'm wondering.
Yeah, Boogie Nights, don't know that one either.
No, but what's the prosthetic?
You have a lot of catching up to do. While we find out what's trending on Twitter, top three things. Here we go, Violetta, number three.
Chris Harrison trending after last night's Bachelor episode, and I hope I don't give away too much because of Whip's Bachelorette review.
No, you're not. Chris didn't make my review.
Okay, right. Perfect. So I guess he revealed in last night's episode that he's an author of an erotica book called The Perfect Letter.
Mm. Chris Harrison is?
Yeah. And everybody just kind of Twitter blew up about this, shocked at the sentiment and kind of making fun of him.
Something you should read, maybe.
Yeah.
Since you like words. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Gwyneth Paltrow is trending right now because her V-scented candles exploded in a UK woman's living room. Reports say it literally blew up into flames. Twitter having a lot of fun with this morning.
So these are the candles that she sells on Goop.
Yeah.
That reportedly smell like her business, right?
Yeah, that's what the name of the candle is.
Right. I guess her business smells like a candle or something.
Yep, and now it exploded.
Which is why no one should be giving Gwyneth Paltrow any money ever again.
No.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
So did you guys know that Lil Wayne is in jail again?
He is?
Yeah, well, I didn't actually know that, but he's trending with reports.
Maybe he'll get pardoned today.
That's exactly why he's trending, with reports that Trump is expected to let out to pardon a dozen people. What am I saying?
I don't know. 100?
Yeah, 100 people. So the White House right now is trending along with Lil Wayne and, of course, Joe Exotic. For the same reason.
Wasn't Lil Wayne was a big Trump supporter. Didn't President Trump at one point sing the praises of Lil Wayne?
I think
Am I imagining that?
I forgot.
I don't know. I imagine a lot of things. I don't know. A phone bank full of grown adults who act like kids. 10% of parents still read bedtime stories to their teenagers. I'd love to find someone who still reads a bedtime story to their 35-year-old wife. Hmm. Like right now, Whip, if your wife asked you right now, handed you a book, said, will you read this to me in bed tonight?
Yeah.
And it's just like a story.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
I would do it, but I know I'd probably be out cold in like 10 seconds, but
sure.
I would try.
Anybody listening who? Still a little kid. Hi there, Nick.
How's it going?
Great. You're still a little kid. How?
My wife makes putting snack pack and a Uncrustable for myself and my 6-year-old son.
Nice. You got Uncrustables. Those are great.
That's right. Yeah.
They're really good. Yeah. And you get the pudding too?
Since I'm an adult, I get a vanilla and a chocolate.
Oh, wow. You get two of them.
You get two?
You know, because I'm a big boy.
Yeah.
Mom says I'm a big boy, so I get two puddings.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's awesome.
I like it. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
You are a grown adult who's still a kid.
Yes, I am, and I will always be.
What in particular?
I like to come home and play hide-and-go-seek with my dog.
Oh, that's fun.
Aww. It is fun. Yeah. It's so fun.
Yeah, it is hilarious as a dog's trying to find you.
Yes, best place to hide is the bathtub with the shower door closed.
Oh, yeah, and everything's still looking there.
All right.
You just laugh until you stop. Anybody listening who is a grown adult but really still a kid, Lexi?
I have a ton of stuffed animals on my bed, and I love just being surrounded by them. Uh-huh. And I still dress my Build-A-Bear as I change their outfits that I was kind of close to them.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Cute. Right.
Yeah, very.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they need a different look, the Build-A-Bears. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. How are you?
Still a kid?
I'm still a kid. I eat Cheerios, and I read the box.
I like to read the box.
Oh, I know.
Oh. Yep. What does the box say?
Yep.
Oh, it all depends. It talks about Honey Nut Cheerios, tells you about the bees and the honey.
Right, tells you all about them. Everything you ever know. Learn a story right out of the box. Even teachers are kids, even though they're surrounded by kids. Emily, you're a teacher?
Yep, I'm a pre-K teacher, and I have a set of crayons and markers that I don't share with anybody.
Your crayons, your markers.
Yep.
Little Billy's like, can I borrow your crayon? No!
No, I've got a community box for that.
That's right. Go away! My crayons! Secret Eric in the Morning off her poll study I read over the weekend. Now that we're back to work on a Tuesday, maybe you had a long weekend, and your back to work consists of you going down to your dining room table because you continue to work from home.
Yes.
Let's chat with a few of these people. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there.
Working from home?
Working from home since March 13th.
Oh, my gosh. What do you do for a living?
I am a HRIS consultant.
Oh, the old HRIS consultant.
Oh, right. I know all
Whenever I'm
that.
Looking for HRIS, I call you.
Is that human resources, internet services or something?
Information systems.
Information systems. Very nice. And you've been working from home since the very first day, March 13th. It says here in a new study, Sarah, that 50% of Americans want to keep working from home despite feeling less connected to their coworkers. So my question to you is, since you've been working from home since March 13th, do you miss your coworkers?
I miss them.
I do.
I miss the adult interaction. Yeah.
Aha, so it's the adult interaction.
That's the question. Yeah. Is it adult interaction?
Yes. So you miss the adult interaction like you would normally get in the workplace. Hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, I miss the camaraderie. I actually miss the commute a little bit.
Do you?
Not as long as my commute was before, but I miss, having that regular routine.
It says 50% of Americans want to keep working from home. Do you?
I do want to work from home continuously, but at the same time, maybe go into the office one or two days a week.
And maybe that'll be the new model, the new business model for 2021.
I bet you.
Let's find out. Hi, Grant.
Hello.
You've been working from home since when?
Well, I graduated from college and I started in May.
Okay. All right. And are you also, like Sarah, working in HRISQT?
No, I am working as a supply planner. For a medical supplies company.
Anytime I'm looking for medical supplies, you're my first call. Now, it says here, and do you agree, 50% of Americans want to keep working from home. Do you want to keep working from home?
I do, but I want a little bit of a mix. I want to go into the office some days, but then work from home on other days.
I see. So you want a little bit of a mix, so you're looking for variety.
Correct.
Well, you're in the right place.
Gives you a headache sometimes, doesn't it, Grant? You don't even know your new coworkers. Do you miss them?
Well, I do miss them, and I miss them so much, I joined a softball league with them over the summer.
Aww.
That's much more fun than
so
working.
You won't go to the office to see them, but you go to the softball field to see them.
Exactly.
All right, there we go. And how was your softball team this morning in the medical supplies league?
I think we finished at 500. So that's not too bad.
That's not bad.
Something to build on.
Yeah. There's always next summer. Yeah. As it turns out, thank you, Grant. We spoke to 10 people working from home and asked them, do you in fact miss your coworkers? Or are you like, good riddance? What do you think the results were?
I'm going to go with 8 out of 10 said that they missed their coworkers.
Violetta?
I'm going to say 6 out of 10 missed their coworkers.
10 out of 10 missed their coworkers.
Start a softball league.
That's right. We got to get our lives back. Going to see your guy, David, today at Dunkin'?
I will be, yeah.
We should buy a Dunkin' Donuts together, Whip.
I agree.
We should.
Let's do that.
Work it.
That'd be fun.
That'd be great.
Oh, buy the actual shop.
Not a donut.
What do you think? We're just going to go buy donuts?
No, yeah, I was like, you want to go with him to get his daily coffee?
No, we're going to buy a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh.
Probably not, but we should.
Well, we should.
Wait, can I join?
Sure.
Hey.
Oh. All right. Not till Eric says so.
Anyway, what happened to the partnership?
Oh, well, we just made it a threesome.
Why don't you invite everybody in?
It's a threesome.
More the merrier.
All right. Hey, according to a new survey, the average woman feels she's aged how many years over the course of 2020? Well, what do you think, Whip?
I'm going to go with 5.
What do you think, Violetta?
That's exactly what I think.
What do you think, Wendy?
I think 4 years.
That's exactly right. Oh. 4 years. The average woman said 2020 tacked on 4 years to her life.
I heard it and I read it somewhere.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. All right.
Don't tell us that. Just tell. Let us think you have great instincts.
You want to buy a Dunkin' Donuts with us too while you're at it? No, I'm kidding around. 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's like a whole high school career.
feel it.
Do you really?
I sure do.
You feel like you've aged 4 years.
In the last year, my hips have expanded.
Uh-huh.
I have gray hair coming out of everywhere.
There you go.
And I can't believe I'm admitting this, but I have a chin hair.
You got a chin hair, too.
I got a chin hair.
Wow.
I'm so sad.
And your hips expanded, Whip, and you have gray hair coming out of everywhere.
All that stuff was happening prior to last year. Don't worry.
Yeah. The average woman feels she's aged 4 years over the course of 2020. 42% of women, Violetta, found new gray hairs while in quarantine.
Yep.
46% found their first gray hair while stuck at home in quarantine.
Oh.
There you go. 33% of women dyed their hair at home during quarantine. And 85% of women who dye their hair do it to cover up the gray that they got during quarantine.
Yeah, like I dyed my hair probably a month ago, and now I'm seeing white hair again. Like, what the heck?
I know. Well, welcome to the next 4 years of your life, which are really just one. So, Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas, who I believe, is she a model? She's a supermodel?
She's a no-time-to-die actress.
Okay. They broke up, and somebody went by Ben Affleck's trash and found a full-size cardboard cutout of Ana de Armas in the trash. Which is hilarious.
That is.
After the breakup, you threw out his what, Mallory?
I threw out his football jersey in high school.
His high school football jersey? The memories!
Well, it was in the middle of the season, so he actually could not play the game.
Oh, you were in high school and threw out his high school football jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so that prevented him from playing?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, man. Did the coach yell at you?
No, I mean, I don't think he blamed it on me. It was his fault we broke up.
So
he just kind of stayed quiet.
Right.
He's like, I can't play the jersey anywhere.
He has to go back to the coach and go, guess I'm not playing this weekend. Can't seem to find my jersey.
You sound so sweet.
After the breakup, you threw out what? Hi, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
After the breakup, did you throw it out or did she?
So it was mutual. So she threw away my 15-year collection of sneakers that were worth thousands of dollars. Oh. And then in retaliation, I threw away her Barbie collection that she had since she was two.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
What an amicable breakup.
Uh-huh. So did you ever get back together after all that?
Yeah, in court.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, after you throw out the Barbie collection, Whip, no one's taking you back.
Can't get that back.
Oh, my God.
A lot of timely tidbits. Told you about the study that says women feel that they've aged 4 years in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Four years. An additional study to that says Americans do feel physically older than their biological age.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
In the end, 4 in 10 even agreed that they have inexplicable aches and pains, and some feel as much as 10 years older than their biological age.
Mm-hmm.
Everything hurts.
Yeah, for sure.
You're like 35, and you're like, my back. You're making like on the Geico commercials or whatever it is. You're making those noises when you sit down.
Those are great. To stop you from becoming your parents.
Exactly.
It's so true.
This is maybe good news. Another study says running will make you smarter.
Oh, I hate running.
That means dumb it is.
Yeah.
Duh. Running and aerobic workouts improve brain function and memory.
Yeah, it makes sense, but...
Did you know training for your first marathon will reverse the aging of major blood vessels on par with taking medication?
Whoa.
So just the training reverses things in your body. See, so running is good for you. You should be doing
it. Yeah. It'll do that until I drop dead from all that hard training.
Right, until I get really tired. Although here is an upside for you, Violetta.
Oh.
When you run, you breathe hard. Breathing hard may help rid your body of alcohol 3 times faster.
There's
the upside.
I know it. I do hot yoga, a lot of breathing exercise in that.
Get all that booze out.
Yeah. You feel 1,000 times better after.
Patients breathe hard, hyperventilate. Researchers say that works 3 times faster than the liver alone in purging your body of the effects of alcohol.
Yeah, sweat it out.
Tossing new husband into the snow deepens marriage in Japan town tradition. This is what they do.
Owner
rolls around, they get married, they walk outside, everybody throws the husband into the snow, and they stay married forever.
Cool.
Well, that sounds like a big bowl of stupid, doesn't it?
What? You're so aggressive on the story.
Well, doesn't it?
Yeah. Tradition.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. Wisconsin Animal Shelter will let you name a cockroach or rodent after your ex for Valentine's Day. We're getting into that season.
Oh, I like it.
Yep. So, had a bad breakup. 2020 was bad for you. You're trying to... make things clean in 2021, you can name your ex-boyfriend after a cockroach.
Hmm.
or a cockroach after your ex-boyfriend, I guess it would be. Scientists are warning WHIP that Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos have to be stopped.
Oh, yeah. I remember this story, but I kind of forgot what it was all about. Like, he had his own zoo or something, and then they when he got put into prison for life, then they had to put them somewhere.
Yeah, so the hippos got out.
Yeah.
The hippos got loose, the cocaine hippos.
Yeah.
And the hippos have no natural predator.
Okay.
Nobody's killing the hippos and eating the hippos. Well,
have you seen those things?
Right. So, subsequently, all the hippos are running wild, and they're, you know, they're doing it.
Uh-huh.
And they're making more hippos, and the next thing you know, all over Colombia, there's crazed cocaine hippos.
Now I remember, yeah.
Were the hippos used to transport cocaine?
No, no, they're just called cocaine hippos because they were paid for by Pablo
Escobar's cocaine money.
Yeah, he had a drug empire and he wanted some hippos.
When Escobar was killed, authorities took control of his 7,000-acre estate, including the personal zoo. While most of the animals found homes at zoos elsewhere, four of the hippos escaped. Mm. With no real predators, there are anywhere between 80 and 100 descendants of Escobar's cocaine hippos terrorizing the country's lakes and rivers. And it's become a huge, huge problem.
I hear hippos aren't very nice, though. No, you don't want them roaming around.
Very mean creatures, yeah. You don't want to see them roaming around, particularly in your neighborhood. Yeah. Not right now, at least. And finally, on Tidbit Tuesday, woman left with burns after eating fireworks that she mistook for popping candy.
No.
You know the candy that pops a little bit?
Yeah, like Pop Rocks?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A woman who ate miniature fireworks after mistaking them for popping candy has been left with bad injuries. Lisa Boothroyd ate the mini fireworks when she thought they were some type of confectionery. The 48-year-old found the box of Fun Snaps among the lollipops at Cost Cutter. That must be their Costco. She was left with chemical burns after throwing them into her mouth. The explosive device burst in her mouth, leaving her in agony with cracked teeth and burns on her lips and mouth.
Gross. No.
You got to label those things a little better.
You really
or something.
Do. And you can't put them next to the lollipops.
No.
Something like that. Bad fireworks.
Yeah.
Time to find out top three things trending on Twitter. We do that check each morning at 7 and again now. Violetta, have you been keeping an eye on it?
I sure have.
Okay. Top three things and number three.
So Just Scream, trending right now. It's a hotline created by an elementary school teacher who wants to help get rid of some tension. Not only can you record your own screams when you call this hotline, but you can also listen to other people screaming.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So far, they have 70,000 recordings of people letting out some steam with a scream.
I always feel like whenever I hear that, have you seen the AT&T commercial?
It's great.
Carly. Where Carly is screaming into the pillow, and he's like, don't you have a hot Pilates class to get
to? Oh, I know. That's
awesome.
I feel
Carly.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter number two.
A 70-year-old Toronto chef goes viral after sharing his art of fruit and vegetables. The most circulated picture right now is of two cranes he made out of some sort of fruit. I'm not sure exactly what kind of fruit, but it's a food carving, and it's pretty impressive.
Okay. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Finally, the huge 20-foot-tall Trump baby blimp has been acquired by the Museum of London. It's now officially going to be preserved as part of history in their collection of historic political protest objects.
What is it?
You know that big baby blimp that was going around, you know, during the election?
But I think it was in London.
In London, yeah. That's why the Museum of London is acquiring it.
All right.
It was seen all over the world.
I don't know. I missed it.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, now you can see, you know, go to London at some point. Do they have it inflated? Is it deflated?
I was busy watching football. I don't know. On The Bachelor last night, Whip, I did not see it, thank God.
Oh, man, you missed out.
Thank God. Can you take his shirt off?
He may have had a shirt off at some point.
He's got unbelievable abs.
They try to squeeze that in.
How about the one that passed out? Is she still around?
Well, you'll have to find out.
You know shockingly a lot about this.
But I got that from the promo. That I even try to turn those off.
Right.
But they're too long.
Can't get it in time. Where's that remote? Damn it.
I can't find it in time. I get sucked in. All right. So it's time for Whip's 30-second Bachelor review. Rather than watch 2 or 3 or 6 hours of it, why not just wait for this time each and every Tuesday for Whip to condense it all down into 30 seconds. 2 hours down into 30 seconds.
Yeah, and I'm going to warn you, this gets a little creepy in this one. A little creepy.
I hope you do voices. I love when you do voices.
Yeah, a little creepy. Very creepy.
Really?
But necessary, I think, to fully pass along
is
the
art. Is the queen in this one, that
she's
whack
in
job?
Yeah, she's in this a little
she
bit.
She is still on the show?
Oh, she's there, yeah.
Queen
she's
Victoria.
Front and center, yeah.
Do they get along well, or do you think it's kind of just to make the show more interesting?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I think that things are starting to shift a little bit. You know, it was sort of all about her being like the most
out of the ordinary one. But now this other person, Sarah, seems to have taken.
Oh, we
that
almost don't need a review.
Bit.
We probably just had it.
Yeah.
No.
Here we go. You ready? Go.
On the group dates, everybody has to write a romance sex scene and then perform it live in front of all the others. Sample reading from Anna from Chicago. His eyes darken, hungry with desire. He pulls down the lace of her bra, exposing her breasts one at a time. She sees his excitement. He truly is the full package. You get the idea. Then she says something so dirty they have to bleep it. Then Queen Victoria says something so dirty it's just like 10 seconds straight of bleeps. All you made out was hair pulling. Then another string of long bleeps. Sarah's mad, fights with the others. Later says she'd like to make amends. Victoria says, why do you think we want to make amends with you? I'm not going to speak for the group, but I do not accept your apology. Then Sarah cries and she goes home.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.